The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.
From the WLRN Newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett.
Americans who have had their private and hard-earned property stolen in Cuba will finally be allowed to sue.
Last week, National Security Advisor John Bolton came to Miami to announce President Trump is unleashing a tool of the Cuban embargo. Title III. Title III lets Americans, in this case mostly Cuban Americans, sue companies that do business in Cuba on property taken from them by the communist revolution. No U.S. president has ever activated that embargo provision before. But Trump is on a campaign to get tough on Cuba again. And that could keep Miami attorneys like Marcel Felipe very busy.
We're in the process of identifying all of the different companies that would be implicated in trafficking on their property.
Felipe heads the Inspire America Foundation, a pro-democracy NGO. He advises lawyers who represent Cuban-American families like the one he's describing here. They once owned property on what is now Jose Marti International Airport in Havana. The regime confiscated those assets in the 1960s without paying them. Today, foreign, non-Cuban firms use it. So Felipe calls it property trafficking.
The airport is a hub where you're going to have a lot of different foreign owners.
The family's remaining anonymous until it files a lawsuit for restitution in a U.S. federal court. There could be thousands of suits like theirs seeking millions of dollars. And, says Felipe, they'll have a larger foreign policy aim.
It will have a chilling effect on new investments in Cuba.
If companies from countries like Spain, Canada, Russia, and China face this kind of legal action in the U.S., they may think twice about setting up shop in Cuba. That could choke the island's threadbare economy and, the thinking goes, the regime itself.
Well, I think Title III is the strongest possible measure that the U.S. can impose on Cuba.
Anna Carbonell is a Republican political consultant in Miami and a Cuban exile activist.
Those of us that believe in the need to further pressure that regime have requested for many years implementation of Title III.
23 years, in fact. Title III is part of the 1996 Helms-Burton law that strengthened the U.S. trade embargo against Cuba. But now that President Trump has pulled the Title III trigger, will it really work the way so many Cuban exiles hope it will?
The devil is in the details.
Cuban-American attorney Pedro Freire heads international practice at the Akerman Law Firm in Miami. He represents companies that may be targets of lawsuits brought by Cuban exiles who claim their property was confiscated. Freire says collecting claims will be hard if the companies being sued have no assets in the U.S., and if their home countries don't allow money from Helms-Burton actions to be collected there.
Particularly the jurisdictions that have substantial investments in Cuba, like Canada or Spain, there's already blocking legislation. So even if you do obtain a judgment in the U.S., that judgment will not be honored.
Freire adds there's a reason that all these years this embargo weapon was little more than a threat. No president used it in the past for fear other countries might take similar actions against U.S. firms.
All the presidents, both Democrat and Republican, perceive Title III would be detrimental to U.S. interests, particularly business interests.
It could be detrimental to another U.S. interest, the economic well-being of ordinary Cubans and Cuba's fledgling entrepreneurs. A tenth of Cuba's workforce is employed by or owns a small business that benefits from tourism businesses, and foreign firms are heavily involved in those, often on confiscated property. Robert Muse is a Washington, D.C. attorney who helps companies navigate the Helms-Burton law.
I can see a number of instances where the European hotel group invested in Cuba, if they're driven off the island by Helms-Burton lawsuits, the Cubans they're employing, and then Cuban entrepreneurs, they are going to be out of work.
But Marcel Felipe of the Inspire America Foundation argues those companies mistreat Cuban workers. That's because they let the Cuban regime set the terms and pay for hiring employees.
All these foreign profiteers that are in violation of Title III are doing this exploitation of Cuban workers.
Legal experts say allowing exiles to sue companies operating on confiscated property in Cuba may not affect U.S. companies. That's because U.S. airlines and cruise lines only transport visitors to and from the island. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami. You can read more of our Latin America coverage at WLRN.org.
The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.